What are seven powerful, valuable and common characteristics of great teams?
Great teams have many characteristics, and I've picked out seven here because if you have these seven on a regular basis, you would really start to think, hey, I am part of a great team. Number one is fun. Most companies I work with, most leaders I work with, reckon if you have too much fun, you can't be making money. Let me give you one example of how untrue that is. The most successful airline in America is Southwest Airlines, founded in early 1970s. It's been profitable every year when you've seen so many airline failures. Southwest Airlines' number one value is fun. It does not employ pilots, flight attendants, flight engineers if they don't have a powerful sense of humour. Why is fun so important? Because fun is a spiritual experience. Fun is a source of energy. When you are flat and you start to have fun, suddenly your energy goes up and your energy is the source of your productivity. Human energy leads to productivity. So if you're having fun, there's a chance you've got a great team. Second, passion. I am Australasia's passion provocateur. Passion is what drives me. I reckon there's insufficient people who are passionate about their work. When I ask audiences how many people are truly passionate about their work, the answer is overwhelmingly less than 10%. Another way to ask that question, in the last 2 weeks, when you've spent your money, your hard-earned money, in a retail environment, how many times have you been blown away by the passion of the people who took your money? Great teams have passionate team members. And then when you're passionate, my definition of passion is that it's a source of unlimited energy from your soul, from your spirit, from your heart. When you have passion, you then get the third characteristic, commitment. Passionate team players are committed to achieving the team's outcomes. And that commitment then leads to the fourth characteristic, team members who are willing to embrace challenges. I often work as a team coach. I often work with teams where the teams complain about the challenges. Now, what is your own attitude to challenges? When challenges come along in the workplace, what do? Do you resist them and you go, oh, I can't be bothered, it's all too hard? Or do you go, yippee, let's get these challenges and let's overcome them? We live in an incredibly competitive environment where everybody knows what your company is doing, where you have competitors, and you take the example of top-level sport in the AFL, in the rugby league, in the Grand Prix that's held in Australia once a year, and you look at the challenge of becoming one of the best in the world in any field, in any sporting field. It's a constant challenge. Olympic Games, Beijing 2008. What's the reward for the gold medalists from Athens in 2004? They are challenged because every single competitor looks at what was achieved 4 years previously and then says, I've got to do better than that. And the person who won the gold medal, if he's still competing, he knows he has to get better. That's life. That's the natural order. And you will embrace that challenge if you've got a group of human beings you want to work with, and if you're passionate, and if you're committed. The fifth is diversity. Great teams honour and use the diverse backgrounds, the diverse views of team members. You see, the benefit of teams is not to have groups of people who all think the same way. The ideas that are generated by human beings having robust discussion around different ways of achieving outcomes is where the magic occurs. But if you put people down because they disagree with you, because they want to attack a problem in a totally different way, you kill team spirit. Great teams have leaders that honour this diversity. That leads to the sixth characteristic of support. In great teams, team members are supportive of each other. What that means is if one team member is having a tough time, the rest of the team goes in and helps them. That's often seen on the football field, in the pool, in water polo, where if one player's in trouble, the others come to them. How often has that happened in your workplace? How often are people willing to step out of their normal workload to support one of their team members who might have a greater workload? I find the attitude of most people is, that's not my role. My role is this. They can worry about their own problems. The seventh and final powerful, valuable and common characteristic of great teams is celebration. How much celebration occurs in your place? When something is done right, who parties? When you achieve budget, is there a party? Most leaders go, well, that's why we're paying people, to achieve those outcomes. Well, that's like going to a football grand final. Your team kicks the first goal, and you sit back and you go, well, we budgeted on that goal. We're not going to celebrate. It's madness. It's human nature to celebrate. If you're not celebrating regularly in your workplace, you are being inhuman. Make it a point to look for opportunities to celebrate and then celebrate.